Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right.
We are on fire.
Yeah. Ooh, we have kind of a listening audience today, haven't we?
We've got someone getting a haircut, and we've got your brother in some kind of Kama Sutra pose.
Well, the closest Kama Sutra he can come on, guess.
On himself.
Is Kama Sutra really effective when you're fat?
Can you do your own Kama Sutra? Like put your leg behind your neck?
Are you asking me if I can blow myself, or...
Don't know, take the rib out.
Have you tried?
What? No.
That's a lie, isn't it?
No.
Haven't everybody tried?
It's Friday afternoon, mate. I don't need this kind of question.
You'll do it Saturday when you're really deprived over the Friday went to shit it.
We're missing James. We're not missing him at all.
No, we're not missing him.
We're missing his, not even his personality. He was supposed to be here, but he was in Berlin. And then he came back to Stockholm, and now we haven't seen him.
No, exactly. And he's always
complaining about the trip from Knivsta to Arlanda. Have you noticed that? He always has a problem with that.
I haven't listened to him for years, mate. I have no idea what he says. It's just a blur.
I don't know even what he looks like.
And he had a dig on Huddersfield in the weekend for the Preston game?
Yeah, he said Preston are shite. And I nearly blocked him, actually. It did piss me off.
You got pissed off?
Yeah, what right has he got?
He's a pool supporter. They're the best team in the world.
Well, they're deluded, aren't they?
Actually, I got a stat from a listener, my friend Jimmy, who said that...
Your mate Jimmy?
Yeah.
You don't mention him.
No, he's a guy.
Yeah.
And he's a big Liverpool supporter.
If he said to you... And you know your friends. If he said, here, let's have a shower together, would you?
A shower?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm the only one who's naked.
And he's filming.
Yeah, at least some soap and lotion and stuff. I don't want to do that by myself. I want to feel like...
No, you and Jimmy.
Yeah, he could be my slave for the day. I could go for that, like reverse roles. But he actually put a stat up after listening to the latest pod that apparently the Liverpool United game is the most watched game for the past seasons. Mm. That's the game who gets the most viewers in England. But I said that hasn't really, it's not what the biggest game, it just shows that they got maybe most fans as well.
And unemployment in Manchester and Liverpool is so
it's
high.
It's huge!
So high that they don't leave their house.
That's still the best rant for me. Going to Anfield, everybody standing up. Stand up if you have a job. The whole away supporters does that. I still think that's brilliant. It's just such a good... It's not that degrading. You're not really saying that you're a piece of... It's not racial. It's not discriminatory in the other ways that you're just saying, you guys are poor, mate. You live in the city. Nobody got good jobs.
So. But they're deluded. Liverpool fans.
Not all of them, but yeah.
Well, the ones I know.
I would say there's a bigger deludedness there than in other clubs, just for the sole fact that this argument is still going on that biggest team in Premier League hasn't won the league in Premier League. They finished second once. It's just, what are you doing?
Just hitting my tooth.
Yeah. Well, why do you do that? It was really awkward. It's like you're giving me a sign, like to talk with the tooth.
No, I was just. You can't handle the tooth. No, I just played with my tooth. That's all I did.
All right.
It's latest fashion.
Did you like the fact Owen went out and said that Rooney did wrong by giving the penalty away to Pogba and Mosh? I just want to say this. We always say this, Wayne Rooney is a moron, but he's an absolute dick. I don't like that guy.
Wayne Rooney?
No. Him as well, but not really. But Michael Owen is the biggest dick on the planet. He should not be a pundit. He's a fucking moron. He doesn't know shit about football. He's always wrong. All the predictions he's made. The last 2 years, the predictions he's made about Arsenal against for Liverpool United are all dead wrong. He's so way off. Arsenal shouldn't have made the Champions League 2 years, he said. They made it both years. Liverpool United were going to fight for the title for 2 years. They've been outside the top four. Sterling is better than Özil. Now, maybe 2 years later, you can talk about Sterling is good. But 2 years ago, he said that. He's an absolute fucking shamble.
I think he just tries to be a wee bit controversial.
Well, he's controversial. He's 140 long.
What about the... Eh?
He's a midget.
Is he?
No, but you know.
I think he's 5'9".
So I just said something controversial.
How tall are you?
I don't know, in inches. I'm 174.
Centimetres.
Yeah. No. Metres. I'm a giant. What the fuck?
Millimetres.
Yeah, millimetres. Thanks for that.
In my head, you are.
That's how you say cock size usually. It's like it's 27 millimetres. And then it all...
In Swedish, millimetres.
Well, is it different with American?
Swedish miles. That's the joke.
Wow. Wow.
That's tough!
Don't say that on stage, man. So, are you having a TV special, Al?
That's correct.
That's awesome news.
SVT.
You're going to finally see a face of the one talking in your ears every week.
A face that likes to enjoy a burger. That's one of the jokes in the special. Yes. January the 6th is going to be on SVT.
Well, you need to get a bit fatter for that too. You
apparently
slim down.
TV puts pounds on you. But the pound's in a shocking state, so...
Oh yeah, you get a lot of pounds. Do you think money!
Do you think Brexit's going to affect football?
Actually, the weird part is, that's odd news, the Football Manager actually said that now on the new that comes out in a couple of weeks...
Are you excited about it coming out?
Of course. And they're going
to... You'll get it?
Yeah, of course.
Illegally?
No, okay. Legally. Okay. By Steam. It's a great place to buy games on because you can update the automatic updates you can get.
You buy it?
Yeah, of course.
That surprises me.
Why?
I look at you as like a late night hacker. Like 20 computers on.
But the games are just so... You watch a movie, you pay for a movie, it's over in 1.5 hours. You buy a game for like 1,000 crowns, that lasts you a year.
But that Championship Manager is so addictive, man.
Yeah, it's pretty addictive.
I just got a new phone and I'm thinking that I could just get it on there. But
they're going to have Brexit on it. And I think it's a bit premature because they're just going to guess what's going to happen because you can't exactly say what's going to happen. I believe that the only effect it would have on the Premier League when it comes to maybe they'll be even tougher on the work permit permissions, that they won't let as many talented players get work permit as they do now. And the second part is... I believe that it might be a bit more difficult money-wise because if the pound goes down... The salary would be less for players and stuff like that. So that will affect the clubs a bit.
But do you think they might bring in a EU, you know?
I definitely don't think it's any problem for any players who inside the EU will still count as they do now, as they have in Norway, for instance, or Switzerland, who's not in some countries not in the EU still have the same. So I think that won't change. But it financially might change, but I'm not an economist, so I can't really
say.
Are
you not?
No, I'm a lot of things, but not that.
If I knew you any better, I would trust you with my money.
Well, then you're a fucking moron. So that says more about you than about me.
Talking of priceless.
Yeah, that
Messi.
Messi.
Look at that record.
108 Champions League games, 89 goals.
That's just a player, man. That's not a team.
That's pretty amazing.
That is incredible.
It is incredible.
2004, he made his debut. And he's just gone on. He's got the most hat-tricks. Just the records are amazing.
Yeah, 2 hat-tricks in 2 weeks now. In a couple of weeks.
What a player.
So, yeah.
The greatest?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
But you said Maradona. I've always said Messi.
No, what? This is the other way around. I said my favourite player was Maradona.
Mate, I've got it on
yeah, you can listen back.
I was going to say I got it on tape as though I work for the FBI.
I got it on tape. We had a conversation where you're drunk and recorded all of it. No, I think he's the greatest. I think both technically, football-wise, and then record-wise, there is. I think the most thing for me, why I said Messi, because I don't care that he hasn't won the World Cup or Copa America. I don't see that as the most important fixtures. Maybe you can say the Maradona players like that has won it. They've had the greatest performance over a tournament or a year, maybe. That was the best year from a player or something like that. But over his career, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous to even have this discussion.
Is it ridiculous?
It's stupid.
What about Man City? How are they feeling? This, you know, they play on Sunday. They play against Southampton.
Was played very well. They lost in the Europa League, but against Inter away. They dominated that game, Southampton, actually.
Yeah.
And I think Inter had like one shot on target, and that was the goal. So I think definitely that Southampton is still in good form.
Yeah.
City should win their game at home, but it's a good time to play City. You know,
yeah.
A couple of bad results really hammering.
But how do you think Guardiola, he says he won't ever change his system no matter what.
I think his system still will work in the Premier League. You know? Well, he just met a team that plays in a similar way, and it suits Barcelona more to play the way, I think, similar styles played each other. The other side just had better
How
players.
Did you see that game? Because I know 4-0 is a horsing, but I didn't see it as so one-sided until the sending off.
No, the sending off changed the game a lot, of course, but I still think they would have won the game.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. I think the only
They looked shell-shocked when they came off City, though. They looked like we've been really taught a lesson here.
But that's probably the biggest beating they've had for a while. I know they lost before as well in Champions League, but this was, you know, because they felt that oh, we're in it now with the best team in England.
Yeah.
Still have the feeling. Great coach. Now is the time we can. And then to be hammered that bad against the team that you supposedly is the one you want to beat to win the championship, to win the Champions League.
Yeah.
Of course it's so fuck dejecting.
Yeah, yeah.
They played on the pitch. They were, I mean, 4-0, as you said, it was close, but still, 4-0 is 4-0. Even if you man down after 5 minutes, you can't really say 4-0.
What was he thinking? Bravo. He's at home. He's at his home club.
He's had a poor start in City career for me.
He sort of brought in to play out the back and just, he's been a bit of a disaster.
I don't think he's that unbelievable to play from the back, to be honest.
It's a very weird signing. We've talked about it before, but he's like 35.
A lot of money for a 35-year-old. You know, most expensive 35-year-old keeper, 30-plus keeper, I think, ever signed. And he said he wanted to have Ter Stegen or Bravo. And you heard the situation about Ter Stegen was not happy playing Cup. So he went there with Ter Stegen and they said, no, you can have Bravo. Which is clever for them because he's 10, 12 years older. So yeah, I think Barcelona made a great deal of selling him for, what was it, 11 million?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of money for, you know, who would have been second choice keeper this season. A 35-year-old, he's not playing. I think Hart is just as bad playing with the feet, to be honest. I mean, Lloris is definitely better, and that's not his strongest suit.
Decent point for Tottenham.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about that. We both watched the game.
Yeah, I think the first half, as usual this season, we're not clinical enough. But second half, we just survived. What a slaughtering it was. They made a change, and Baumgartner came in the middle, and that changed the entire complexity of the game completely. They dominated us from midfield. And they really played like we played against City. They took us by the horns and they horsed us the second half.
Leverkusen, yeah.
Yeah, they horsed us to the second half. They should have won the game. But Lloris made some excellent saves. Good defending from Dyer over Tongan.
I made two
world-class
saves.
And the save, lucky, the Chicharito one, of course. But when you slow it down and watch it, he does a lot of stuff with just not lucky. I mean, the ball is on the line. He literally, you know, he just sweeps it across to not cross the line and then grabs it. Brilliant save.
Yeah,
He said it was a bit lucky on the interview, of course, that Chicharito maybe should have hit the ball more to the...
Said in the interview, and it hasn't really been picked up, he says, you have to score to win games. A bit obvious, isn't it?
A bit Michael Owen kind of thing to say.
Talking of goalkeepers and interviews, Buffon was interviewed recently this week about China... The people of China buying, not the people of China, everybody in China taking over at Milan is like the end of Italian football. It's like a dark day.
It's a typical thing from Italian to say, though. I mean, why is that a dark? Every league has owners from another country. I mean, I don't think that's a dark. Maybe some non-corrupted blood is good to come into there, to be honest. I mean, it's not like these clubs have had, that we're talking about Juventus, Milan and them, hasn't had really dodgy backgrounds, you know, and to clean that off, I don't think that's too bad.
I think it might be Berlusconi with like loads of Botox and his eyes have gone a bit weird.
Wow.
No, Chinese people have strange eyes.
But it shouldn't be Botox, it shouldn't be all the way around. He Botoxed it down.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he'll pull a mask off.
It's better to spend a lot of weed.
Talking of Champions League, Leicester City, terrible in the league.
Great in Champions League.
Great in Champions League. Got 9 points and 8 points in the league or something like that. So Ranieri I am very ding, 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 dong angry. But they seem to be going well. Vardy. How about Vardy? Seems to be a bit of a one-hit wonder, do you think?
I don't know. He won't be as good as we're last seeing breaking records or consecutive game scoring and stuff.
But he really seems to be struggling this season.
He seems to be struggling. And now you think about it afterwards, maybe the best choice would have been for him to actually left Arsenal.
Yeah.
To be honest, when you look at it now.
But I think you could say that about many of the
it was sometimes Leicester players. Player leaves sometime too Mahrez, early. But he was 29. You know.
Yeah.
It is the last chance, so maybe he should have taken it.
And then Kante, you know, got out, so we'll see.
Let's have a look at the Premier League this week then. It's Bournemouth at home to Tottenham.
Early kickoff.
Confident.
It's not an easy game. Bournemouth played well, but I think Bournemouth's style of play suits us better than some certain other styles of play. I think Bournemouth are very open, and sometimes if you really go after them and control the game, you'll punish them. So hopefully we'll see. It could turn out to be one or two games.
You reckon you're missing the guy at the back?
Alderweireld?
Yeah.
Everybody will miss Alderweireld, but we did keep a clean sheet against Leverkusen, and Dier and Vertonghen was great that game. So of course we miss him because he's not only, I would say, our best defender, a lot of people are saying he's the Premier League's best centre-back.
What do you think about Eriksen? Covers a lot of miles. I wasn't that impressed with him at Leverkusen.
It was difficult.
Gave a lot of the ball away.
I think his mistake was that he gave away the ball more than usual, but the whole team did, to be honest. He was sluggish. And whatever you say about Eriksen, even if he, as a creative player, to cover that much ground, so even when he has an off day, he does so much for the team because he covers the most ground any player in the league. I mean, it's just, and mostly in Tottenham, always he's the one who runs the most. So I think he's extremely important for the way we play.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And you have to understand, you get a sloppy pass when you ran 25% more than your next player. Of course, you'll make some more mistakes as well. I'm completely still happy with him. I have no problem with Eriksen at all. I think the people think he's not playing well, doesn't understand what he does for the team.
I thought Trippier looked good as well.
Everybody looked all right. Yeah. Certain players were better, but Leverkusen was way better than us.
Team that is doing great and team that's not doing great, Arsenal. 6-0 against Ludogorets-Dundon.
Yeah, and Özil a hat-trick. Another goal hat-trick for him.
Yeah.
Scored on his birthday, he did, the round before. I think Arsenal has the most players in the league who scored on birthdays.
There's a lot of thing about his contract. How do you know that fact?
Last season we said that when somebody else in Arsenal scored. So I said that was the number of whatever play. I don't remember that now. It was a year ago. But yeah.
Poch coming out here and saying, Eddie Howe, not too young for the English job. Good bit of tactics there from Poch.
Good tactic, but I think he's right. Yeah. I think it's correct. If you had some older English managers that were, you know, are we taking for pedigree?
Yeah.
When there's not, why not just take somebody who's not? But he won't go. He said he won't go now. Yeah. But I think Eddie Howe would be a good choice for England because even if it doesn't work out, they'll still be all right. At least we tried to build something.
Good time for Middlesbrough probably to play Arsenal. This is one of those where you see Arsenal off a 6-0 win and looking good.
No.
But
I think
it was funny, the Middlesbrough manager said, like, after they got their first win, he was like, yeah, finally, you know, it's good to get this early and off, and then they haven't won for seven games. You know.
No, they look
Karanka.
They look difficult for them. As we said last week, I think they're gonna go down. I'll be really surprised if Arsenal slip up today. I think they're a bit focused now, Arsenal. They realise they need to keep this going, and the squad is in form.
Yeah.
Not that many bad injuries at all.
Walcott looking good as well.
He's looking good as well. They haven't been forced to rely on Perez at all.
Yeah.
Because he's been working out so far with goal scoring, the striker. Yeah. So they haven't really needed that problem yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still have it if they face the same problem as they do. They at least have that striker. Don't think he's good enough to really lift them. But if goals coming from Sanchez and Ozil as they're doing now, which they've been lacking a little bit,
yeah.
Then I think...
What do you think of the Janssen at Tottenham? Sort of, Poch said he needs to relax a little bit. He's putting too much pressure on himself.
You can see that he pushed a little bit of pressure on him. He looked different when he plays for Holland. For sure. But he had a good first half against Leverkusen, his best half in Spurs shirt. And same thing there. He does a lot for the team. He plays differently.
Takes the one for the team.
He definitely does. He drops deep end with this 4-1-4-1 formation. You see that Ali is the one bursting into the box, not as much as Janssen, because he drops deep to hold the ball up. So I think his tactic is a bit different. I don't think you should go after goals only with him.
I like him. I think he's strong.
And to be honest, as long as we're not losing games or drawing too much, that's fine. We have two draws now, one league and one in the cup, with both decent draws. So I don't see that. And this was the first game in 22 games that we didn't score.
Yeah.
Tottenham. So
I love those stats as well. Arsenal haven't lost for 7 months. You know that. That's quite an amazing stat, but you forget that there was...
They lost early in the season. Against Liverpool.
Yeah, they've only won. Lost once. Yeah, sorry, actually lost once in 7 months.
I'm like, there's only one unbeaten team
sorry,
in the league.
4-3. Yeah. Sorry, but I.
That's one game. That's still great.
But
great.
They put in, like, when they played the Mahungu All Stars or something like that. You know, like a friendly game. But 7 months it's been.
Wow. All right.
Just one loss.
Unbelievable. Then we have Burnley, Everton, and Burnley, same thing there. They're starting to crack now, and you know, I think
we'll do all right.
Well, we'll see about that.
Everton have
been not struggling, but not this flying start they had in the beginning. I thought they would be. They've been doing all right, but great draw last week against City, so they'll be full of confidence there. Hull City, Stoke City, what seems to be maybe a very important game. Very, very important game. I think Hull needs to get something out of this game. They need a win.
Yeah.
Or a draw at least, because if they lose this game
they're
as well...
shipping goals as well. Stoke off a win last weekend as well, though.
Oh, very important for them. Yeah. And now it's a great chance for them to kickstart their season. If they win their way to Hull, they'll feel a bit safe and feel like there's a couple of team who'll make for that.
Yeah.
Leicester City, Crystal Palace against a flying Palace all of a sudden.
Yeah,
Oh, well, they did lose last weekend with that terrible penalty miss from Benteke. But they've had this season... had these weeks of Pardew when everything is working. We'll see
because, you know, Leicester obviously we've talked about in a bad spell. Swansea City, Bradley's first game. He came out in the press.
First home game.
Jesus, all right. Came home.
What's going on?
I don't know. Bradley, and he said he's in a relegation battle already. I didn't think that was kind of the war cry that you want.
No, I neither think they're in a relegation battle when it comes to squad, and I don't think they're really in a relegation battle when it comes to the table, if you know, because there's still a lot of teams struggling more. But it's good to go in with that, you know, to understand that it's going to be a struggle, but I don't
think that's a great war cry, though.
No,
your first game at home, second game, you're like, we are possibly going to go down.
It's just lowering expectations, I'm guessing, trying to put some pressure off him. If they lose a couple of games, they'll be like, yeah, but this is what I said, it's going to be difficult. But I don't see Swansea coming in relegation, but I still think that team is good enough. They shouldn't. But as I said, he's quite inexperienced at this level.
Yeah.
West Ham, Sunderland. What a shitty game.
Really? I think it could be... I think Moyes...
He's sacked if they lose it. He's gone. He's gone if they lose. 100%. I'm can bet anything.
Okay, 100 krona.
100 krona, yeah.
Yeah.
We can take.
No one saw that handshake.
Yeah, we can take.
We did
away.
It like they did.
Yeah, but didn't you? You had something else on 100 krona.
Oh, you owe me. You owe me about 8,000 krona in bets.
That's not even close to the truth. I think it's the opposite.
You said your penis was bigger than mine. That was 500 krona to me.
How did you check that out?
I took a photo.
Yeah, but I wasn't
horny. By using GoPro cameras?
Yeah, but I wasn't horny. It doesn't count. No.
West Ham will go back to their... after winning away last week, it'll be interesting to see how they go at home.
At the called stadium, Olympic Stadium, impossible to win. I think they're against a struggling Sunderland. It's a perfect game to them. So even if they don't have a great game or Sunderland or play that like they've had, they should fancy the chance of winning.
Defoe returning?
Yeah, he was in West Ham.
He said quite a strange one, Defoe. He said, "I feel like we've gone backwards a bit." I thought it was quite a this season we've gone backwards.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of like Moyes is like. Huh?
Yeah, but they have got back.
Like real war cries from Bob Bradley and Defoe this week. You know? Liverpool West Brom. There's something about the goalkeeper you want to talk about.
No, Karius.
Have you been impressed by him?
I mean, I haven't been unimpressed, but I'm not impressed, no. I don't think that... same thing, I think, with him. Distribution-wise, poor. I don't think he's great at that. I thought the last thing that happened in Liverpool United game was fucking funny. It was like 92nd minute. They have one chance more to kick the ball. He kicks the ball
straight out
yeah. And Klopp fucking lost it. Yeah, I mean, you could see. And that,
but do you think it's because he knew the cameras are on him?
No, this time I don't think so. This time I don't think so because the ball just went. It was just such a poor kick, and he must have got a fucking... he must have felt, after the kick, saw his manager's like, fuck, I'm in trouble. Like a kid when his dad comes out screaming. That was the feeling I think Karius had there. But I don't think that if you got him... If you make a big deal out of that, your keeper's not that great, Mignolet. Everybody's discussing that. You go out and you buy a keeper, and this is the keeper you buy.
Yeah,
I think he's decent, but so far, no way he's a top 5, top 6 club keeper. We're back on this discussion again. There, you spend millions of money on players, 20, 30, 40 million on a squad player, and then you can't add 5, 10 million more for a goalkeeper. It's just unbelievable. It's so stupid. You say that City bought a player 11 million. That's a lot of money for a keeper because keepers are so cheap for some reason. It's getting better now. De Gea was linked for 20 plus bid for Real Madrid. But, you know, if a player like Sissoko goes to Spurs for 30 million, then De Gea must be worth surely 50, 60.
Yeah.
70, 80. I mean, honestly, he's just as important. Would United be better with losing Pogba or De Gea? I think they'd rather have De Gea on the side.
Yeah.
It's not a 90 million difference. You know, it's not,
No.
It's so I think for that reason, when they go out, you have a really soft spot in the team. Who should they have gotten? I don't know. Karius? I don't know. We'll see. He might come good. But at the moment, I don't see that he's that much better than Mignolet.
I thought he was steady against United. I thought he did a decent job.
Didn't have much to do, though.
Took the one away from Zlatan.
Yeah, no, he's good. I just don't think he's world class, close to that. And I still, after the Spurs game...
But then I look at the Liverpool side. I think they've got one world-class player, Coutinho.
Oh, Coutinho's certainly world-class, yeah. But then there's a good squad. Firmino's a good player, I think.
Decent. Not world-class.
No, world-class, no. No, I agree. World-class players, Coutinho. But then you can go to Spurs. Which world-class player do we have?
Lloris?
Yes. I would say Lloris.
And the defender?
Oliveira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd actually say Danny Rose is world-class at the moment.
I think we rate him really high, you and I, but I don't think he's world-class.
Oh, I think left-back-wise, he's right up there, man.
He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. I agree with you completely, but I still think he's got a way to go to get that world-class for a fullback, like a Cafu kind of, you know, Dani Alves, that kind of world-class. But I think Lloris is definitely the top 10 bracket of goalkeeper in the world.
Yeah.
Top 10. And then you're world-class. Yeah. If you're top 10. So and I can't believe in via play still, Eric Neva and that Busse was saying that Tottenham going to go to the next level in Champions League, they need a new keeper. I will never forget it. I was shocked when they said that. Because that's like, and after the Leverkusen game, well, if he wasn't there, we would be out of the Champions League.
Yeah.
So
Liverpool at home to West Brom, I'm sure Tony Pulis will pump up the volume, and he'll really attack.
They can snatch a draw there.
Yeah.
I think West Brom can snatch a draw there. But I think Liverpool has shown that when they have one bad game, they usually have a really good game afterwards. So against United wasn't great. They had no Europe now. So I think they'll...
It's interesting. There was a screen grab of... and it said, oh, look at this. This is how United did it. And they had, United had like 9 players behind the ball.
Yeah.
And then like 2 minutes later... you could see Liverpool did exactly the same. So it wasn't so park the bus.
Well, it was a Mourinho performance.
Well, it'd be interesting this weekend because Man United go to Chelsea on Sunday.
He'll do the same shit.
Yeah.
He'll do the same shit. He won't attack Chelsea from the get-go. Or if he's really... I mean, I think the way to play against Conte's formation is that you really need to press them hard and high early, because with a 3-4-3 formation there are spaces there. If you don't do that and you sit back, then you let them play their game. I don't think you should let Conte play their game, like in Italy in the Euros as well. I think it's important to get them off the shackles of controlling the game.
How did you watch the Man United Fenerbahce?
No, I didn't see that game actually.
I saw some of the highlights, yeah.
I didn't see the game.
And again, the Wayne Rooney thing about
Michael Owen is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Rooney gives the ball away on penalty to Pogba, and then 3 minutes later to Martial, which I think is great because both are low in confidence. Martial hasn't scored. He got that out of his way. And then Owen goes out and says that he's an idiot for doing that because he's a goal scorer. He's the captain. He should go and grab the ball. He said, what do you mean Pogba's low in confidence? Rooney is low in confidence. But if you look afterwards, now Rooney will show that he's still good for the team because he's a good captain.
Yeah.
So
Martial scored
and Pogba's confidence is... It's a great result. Yeah. It's a great thing. 3 things. And still this midget is going out there and fucking discussing it.
And calling them Einsteins. Hit back at Einsteins, Mourinho. Well, I quite like that. It'll be interesting what he does at Chelsea. Do you think going back there, he feels he has something to prove, or is he above the game?
No, it's Mourinho. I think he has a lot of those kind of stuff back in the head. Definitely, he doesn't seem like... I mean, he's easy to get him upset. It's just so easy, to be honest. He has one bad game and he's smirking like a fool. So I think that definitely he'll be back there and think that he wants to win. I think if you win, he will still go to the Chelsea fans and say, yeah, we won. You know, one of those things. Like a Mourinho kind of thing. We won! It's Chelsea, but we won, you know. I wouldn't surprise them. And Moses is getting playtime for Conte. He said he had 3 conversations with Mourinho, and then Conte came in and said, "I like the way you work. I don't want to loan you. I don't want to give you a chance." So, and then he said, "I dig at Mourinho." He said, "No, Conte is great. He's played the game before, so he knows how players feel." Yeah, that's a straight dig at Mourinho.
But weirdly, did you see the thing last weekend when the ball went up and he was in his manager's area? And he brought the ball down. Did you see the touchy Conte's touch? Oh, sweet, man.
Yeah.
Just, you know, when you see those former players just bring the ball back. You see Wenger kind of trying to do up his jacket, you know.
Yeah, well, I've heard the thing about Glenn Hoddle that a lot of players used to say that he started management. He used to say, no, you need to put the ball here, like this. And then he went off the field and just perfect balls, like that. And then he walked off. People were like, fuck. He's still, because he can't run, maybe, but he was still absolutely brilliant at hitting the ball. So
it's probably about God anyway, because that's what it's all about. Cool. That's the end of the pod for this week. The haircuts are done. And
how did it go? Let me see.
How was the haircut?
Looks sharp.
Good. Taking years off him.
And we're actually going to have Samuel as a guest sometime in the future because he plays for Bayern. Say hello. Scream.
Hello.
There you can see. There he is. And now he's been...
That sounded like I just put on a voice.
That was like our 15th guest. That was the guest spot. Thank you for having us.
So we'll be back next week. Enjoy the football. I'm sure the game of the week is Man United-Chelsea, really.
Yeah, but last week it was Liverpool United. That was a fucking boring conundrum. So we'll see what happens now.
All right. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.